From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Scientists in Switzerland have reinforced a huge discovery they announced last summer. They said today that they've almost certainly found the Higgs particle, the long-sought missing link that helps explain the basic nature of our universe. This firms up similar results they unveiled with great fanfare in July. But NPR's Richard Harris reports it's actually disappointing news for some scientists.
Nearly 50 years ago, scientists predicted that there's a particle out there that literally gives substance to our universe. It's now called the Higgs boson, and it makes stuff have mass. Physicists at the Large Hadron Collider, which straddles the border of France and Switzerland, won't actually come right out and say they have proof that the Higgs particle exists. But Mark Schur at the College of William and Mary says that's not really in question anymore.
A Higgs boson has been found. Period. I don't think anybody doubts that anymore.
The bad news for Schur and other theorists is the particle so far looks exactly as it was predicted to look. That's a problem, because after all this effort, it doesn't tell us anything new about the universe. Schur was desperately hoping for something odd to come out of this multi-billion-dollar experiment.
So there are no anomalies, no surprises, and that's a little disturbing, because if there's something a little bit wrong, then we can have new physics to learn.
Schur has been publishing scientific papers about the Higgs particle since 1978, and for the time being, at least, he's stumped.
It's sort of weird. We've been looking for this for 35 years, and now that we found it, it behaves just like we expect. Now what? It's like the cat that finally catches the mouse and isn't sure what to do with it.
Across the country, at the University of California, Santa Barbara, Steve Giddings sings high praises to the experimentalists who have nailed down the Higgs boson. Discovering the Higgs could lead to a Nobel Prize. But when pressed, Giddings, a theorist, not an experimentalist, also feels let down.
Well, it is a little disappointing that we haven't gotten some more hints about the fundamental structure of nature beyond things that were more expected.
Happily for these scientists, there are plenty of theories hinting that unexpected results could lie just around the corner.
We have strong indications that something else should be there beyond the Higgs, and one of the things we've really been scratching our heads about is where is that new physics?
Giddings says we need some new physics. The Higgs boson is the final discovery needed to complete a theory called the Standard Model, which makes sense of the quarks and leptons that atoms are built out of. But the Standard Model doesn't explain some pretty basic things about our universe. For example, the universe is full of a mysterious and invisible substance called dark matter, and the Standard Model doesn't tell us what that's made of.
The amount of dark matter, the total mass in it, is much larger, it appears, than the amount of mass in ordinary matter. So that's a huge puzzle.
It may take a while to find more clues about that and other puzzles. The Large Hadron Collider is now shut down for upgrades. Over the next 2 years, it will get juiced up to be about twice as powerful as it is now. The new, improved machine may probe new realms of the subatomic world. And that cheers up Mark Schur at William & Mary.
There still will always be hope that in the next round of running, and starting in 2 years, that they will see little deviations, which will then tell us a lot.
If not, well, the high-energy physics community is now contemplating a vastly more powerful machine to spit out Higgs bosons. That could be up and running in around 2025, giving theorists plenty of thinking time. Richard Harris, NPR News.